This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog says Iran pledged to restore cameras and other monitoring equipment at its nuclear sites. At a news conference, the IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi says his goal was to get access for increased inspections and not to get into the technical details of Iran's enrichment of uranium to near weapons grade.
In fact, they don't need to give me an explanation of why they enrich at 60%. What we need to ensure is that we have the necessary ability to inspect the activities there.
He visited Tehran days after his Vienna-based agency reported that uranium particles enriched up to 83.7%, just short of weapons grade, were found at an underground nuclear site in Iran. Ukrainian troops holding out in Bakhmut faced increased pressure Saturday from Russian forces as they helped civilians flee the besieged eastern city. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
A Ukrainian army representative told the Associated Press that it is now too dangerous to leave in a vehicle, so civilians must now flee on foot. One woman was reportedly killed and two men were badly wounded while trying to escape over a makeshift bridge, according to the Ukrainian troops helping them. Ukrainian troops have destroyed two key bridges just outside the city, cutting off their last remaining resupply route, according to British military intelligence officials. Experts say destroying the bridges may be a sign that the Ukrainians are preparing to leave. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Biden administration is close to tightening rules on some overseas investments by American companies. It's an effort to limit China's ability to acquire advanced technologies that U.S. officials worry could improve Beijing's military prowess. That's according to a U.S. official familiar with the deliberations who was not authorized to comment and spoke on condition of anonymity. This is VOA News. Australian police on Saturday released details of a joint operation with U.S. authorities to bust an international drug ring that seized 2.4 metric tons of cocaine and resulted in the arrest of 12 suspects.
Australian police say the drugs were intercepted by U.S. authorities off the coast of Ecuador in November. The large haul of cocaine was bound for Western Australia. Investigators say it was seized without the knowledge of the traffickers. Police in Western Australia then covertly replaced the cocaine with plaster of Paris, a fine white powder. The shipment was dropped into the Indian Ocean west of Perth and monitored by drones and helicopters.
That is VOA's Phil Mercer reporting. A hospital official in East Africa's Somaliland region says more than 145 people have been killed in the last 2 months of fighting. More from AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Conflict between anti-government fighters and Somaliland security forces has also displaced more than 100,000 families and left over 1,000 people wounded, according to the head of the public hospital in Las Anod. The director also accused Somaliland forces of destroying the hospital's laboratory, blood bank and patient ward in mortar attacks. Somaliland and the Somali state of Puntland have disputed Las Anod for years, but the eastern city has been under Somaliland's control. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is casting himself as the only Republican candidate who can build on his White House legacy, but in remarks to conservative activists on Saturday, the former president shied away from directly critiquing or mentioning his potential rivals, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He gave the headlining address at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, and he told a cheering crowd of supporters that he's engaged in his final battle as he tries to return to the White House. Cleanup began in battered parts of South and Midwest after a sprawling storm system produced ferocious winds and heavy snow that caused widespread damage and multiple deaths before racing to the Northeast on Saturday. More than a foot of snow fell in parts of New York State, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine before the late winter storm started to ebb late in the day. The storm's death toll rose with additional fatalities reported in Indiana and Michigan, while Kentucky's governor said at least 5 people died in the state as the system spawned straight-line winds and possible tornadoes, powerful thunderstorms in the south on Friday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.